Module 6, Take a Taste.
We're going to talk about taking a taste. This is about sampling what you might like, what you might not like about a new job, a new opportunity, a new career option. And taking a taste is about like kind of taking a proverbial fork to your opportunities in life. So if you're out at a restaurant, for example, you take your fork and you dig it into your friend's, you know, dish and you see if you like it, and then you try it with someone else and you try it with someone else. And then you walk away knowing there might be one or two other things you want to order next time, right? Well, we don't do that with our careers that often, and that's absolutely crazy. And you don't have to wait to make a big decision like an internship or getting a job or traveling to a different country. You can figure that out now in really simple little ways. So we're gonna help you create a bucket list of a bunch of the different things that you think you might want to do or might be interested in, and then a plan to get you to do it. You're going to try things out in little bite-sized chunks that aren't daunting, aren't overwhelming, but give you an opportunity to experience things. And when you do that, you're going to find out the stuff that gets you excited. And when we find out what gets you excited, we're going to try more things that get you excited. And we're going to build a strategy around that stuff and not the things that you don't like. But sampling is key because it's a very non-committal, very easy, very fun way to explore all your options in the world and have a lot of fun doing it.
Decisions about what to do with your life don't have to be so big and overwhelming. The more exposure you have to what your options truly are, the easier it is to find things that you really like to do and try them out. Sampling different options for your work and career path is the best way to make smarter decisions to ensure your happiness now and for years to come. Throughout this Discovering Your Options course, you've looked at who you are, determined what you want, addressed your challenges, and come up with potential opportunities to getting you where you want to be in your life. So far, you've just been thinking about these through concepts. Now we're going to get you out into the world to get some real tangible experience around what interests you most. Have you actually taken the time to really sample some of the things you aspire to have or get a taste of who you want to be or what you want to do? Successful people are always taking a taste of the things that intrigue them. They've shed the fear of exploring the unknown and realized that this sampling is, in fact, the key to continuously enriching your life. Being open to opportunities changes everything. That's why taking a taste is such a juicy concept. It celebrates taking a bite out of life. And keep in mind, this is just a bite, not a whole meal. We're not talking about serious decisions just yet. Taking a taste is all about exploration and test driving your interests, skills, and dreams. If you've ever uttered the words, "I don't really know what I want," taking a taste is how you find your answer. Figuring out what your best options are puts your toes in the water and helps you see what you like best. I've always wanted to... Now here's the big question. What do you want to do? Before you panic, there's no pressure to make a lifelong decision right at this moment. However, we do need you to at least hone in on a direction so that you can start sampling opportunities that might be a good fit. If you do know what you'd like to do, awesome. Use this opportunity to dig deeper or go wider. Wherever you are in this process, you can always learn more. What have you been thinking about? What opportunities have been calling to you? What do you think would be most helpful to you? Building experience, getting exposure, maybe enhancing your resume? Are there specific experiences that you'd like to have before you can make more strategic and serious decisions about a potential career path? Let's take the pressure off of you to make the right decisions and give you some freedom to play a bit. Explore. Here we're going to help you experience a few different things so that you can better decide on the right thing later. Online, you'll find an activity called "I'm Exploring These Ideas." Think of 5 opportunities or experiences again that you'd like to actively explore right now. You're going to make a bucket list of the top-of-mind thoughts about cool things that would be great to try out if you had the chance. And you're actually about to get that chance right now. Nibble on new experiences. What we really want you to do here is stretch yourself to think out of the box when you think of an industry. If you decide to go into the fashion world, there are so many more options beyond being a fashion designer that you could try on. You could become a magazine editor, a stylist on a movie set, a visual display specialist in a clothing store, a retail buyer, a brand manager, You could work on sourcing of raw materials or logistics and distribution of finished products, for example. Take this example a step further and think about how and where you could, quote-unquote, sample these opportunities. Number one, magazine editor, in an editorial office. Two, stylist, maybe in a movie studio. Three, visual display specialist, a retail store or corporate office. Four, brand manager, a brand owner's office or retail corporate offices. You get the idea. The point here is that there are so many options and cool things for you to try out within any industry that you feel inspired by. Once you learn about the different ways to sample opportunities that spark your interests, you'll never feel like your options are limited. How taking a taste works. You try on clothes in a fitting room before you buy, right? And you date for a while before you get married. You even ask for a sample spoon before you order an ice cream cone. But it seems only logical that you would also want to know what you're getting into before you make a career commitment, right? Taking a taste is a great way to find your true path. We want you to be aware of your lessons as they're happening and be strategic in your choices afterwards. How do you feel with this experience versus that one? Encountering situations that you don't like can also be extraordinarily helpful because they'll help you better focus on what you do want. This is every bit as true for a bad internship, job, boss, new city, involvement with a group, or even a new relationship. You've actually been taking tastes of new and interesting things your whole life. As babies, that's all we do. We learn about the world by exploring. That's how we learn to speak, understand, read, learn, and meet people. It's how we become the people we are. Taking a taste can help with a whole host of decisions in your life, such as moving to a new city or community, bringing new groups of people into your social circle, finding a partner, deciding whether you are ready to have kids or not, changing careers, taking a new job. In this course, we're going to focus on career paths. So in this realm of your life, what could you do to sample your way to the perfect career opportunity? One course of action could be narrow down your best options, then intern, temp, or volunteer in a few different places until you find one that really resonates with you. It may take a little time, but you'll be so much happier in the long run that you took the time now to find out what really lights you up. Here are a few other examples of how you can be strategic about taking a taste of a larger life. Online, you'll find a chart that breaks out about 8 different big ideas that you might have or opportunities that might be in front of you or unexplored. I'll give you an idea of what they look like, and then we're going to share some ideas on how you could get started or what you could do next. Speak another language. You could hire a tutor for a few hours and learn some basic introductions, conversation starters, and key phrases. Then you can buy a book or an audio and practice them at home or in the car. If you wanted to become a lawyer, attend a law class at a local college. Go to a local courthouse and observe a case in action. Show up for jury duty. Try to get a receptionist or a temping job at a law firm. Ask a lawyer out for coffee and ask them about their work. Work in a science lab. Tour a hospital or research facility. Ask the admissions or human resources department if there's anyone you could talk to learn more about their program, work, or career choices. Go to the people in charge of recruiting people, just like you. Do your homework so that you can ask them some tough questions. Invite a research fellow or someone interesting that you can get on the phone out for coffee to learn about their life or career. If you ever thought about working in government, take a tour of a government building or just walk in and walk around. Study government websites. Sign up for newsletters from activists or politicians. Read some autobiographies. Rent a few documentaries or watch news for more exposure to that material. Join a politically active organization. Show up to a rally. Volunteer for a political campaign. Get a summer internship at the Capitol or working for a government official. If you ever thought about living in a foreign country, buy a few guidebooks and some posters for your walls. Find people who live there or have visited and ask them about their experiences. Investigate whether you can live there with a family for a while, or consider swapping apartments with someone from another part of the world who wants to experience your city for a few weeks. If you can, scan travel sites for a super deal and take a trip. own your own business. Swing by a Chamber of Commerce or Small Business Administration event. Find a business owner you respect and ask them for a few minutes to have a conversation with you. Look up some businesses for sale. You can find advertisements online and in newspapers. Then make an appointment with the broker or owner to explore buying it. Join the Army. Visit a recruiting office or seminar. Call to request information and have them send it to you. Talk to some enlisted people. Take a tour of a base. Go to a military school. Join the ROTC. Sign up for reserves. Volunteer for an organization that supports the military. And lastly, what if you wanted to get into real estate? Watch home improvement and remodeling shows. Start reading the real estate section of the newspaper. Make appointments to go talk to real estate brokers. Drive around to open houses on the weekends. Purchase a home study course. Get a job as a realtor's assistant. Interview some contractors. Ask some local developers out for lunch or stop by their office for more information. See, there are so many ways to go about getting more information and more experience around the things you're thinking about. Advice from industry pros. Brian Hinman was determined to be an artist since he first held a set of crayons. Ever since that spark of inspiration, he has been methodically plotting his way through a series of experiences, experiments, and employment. His goal, to discover what he loves to do most in the art industry, build the skills and experience he needs to be great, and discover all the different ways he can pursue his artistic passions through meaningful work. As you'll see, his dedication and drive and constant sampling of different opportunities along the way has painted quite a beautiful portfolio for him already. His dedication not only to his art, but his career has now carried him all over the world, enabling him to experience an incredible array of applications and specialties that were once unknown to him.
My name is Brian Hinman. I am a fine artist living in California and Beijing. I make fine artwork, pieces of art that I enjoy having around, that hopefully other people enjoy having around. I'll do photography, or I'll do painting, or I'll paint on photography. I'll make sculptures or large-scale installations for sculptures, sometimes at music festivals or other large events. As soon as I was like, okay, I'm going to have a career in the art world, I would volunteer a lot, simply because it would enable me to make relationships with people that could help me with my career, and it would teach me skills that would help me with my career. Through these various jobs, I learned a whole variety of skill sets. As soon as I felt like I couldn't learn anything more at a job, I left and went to another job. And through this process, I slowly but surely was able to spiral around what it meant to be an artist in an art studio, making your own art. As you learn your skills and as you network within the community and as you research your community, oftentimes you think about where you want to go and you think that there's certain steps that you need to take, but the road that takes you to where you want to go may be entirely different than what you thought it needed to be. So I would encourage you not to be so specifically minded, you know, that you aren't able to see the broader scope of possibilities. If your goal is playing in a certain game, you have to find the field, you have to find the people that are playing it, and you have to join them.
Choosing a path. Let's use this example of medical school to illustrate how you can experience various options. Medical schools have hit on one of the most brilliant strategies for helping med school students determine what they want to focus on in their careers. They call it rotations. After you finish medical school courses, you're required to try out several different areas of practice before you dedicate additional years to specialized training and education. Clearly, what you specialize in is a very serious commitment, so they want you to make the most informed decision possible. Before making that ultimate choice, medical students will work in a variety of specialized fields. For example, cardiology, the heart; oncology, cancer; emergency medicine, known as the ER, obstetrics, women and childbirth, and maybe even geriatrics, working with seniors, for example. Any areas that they might be curious about, they get to explore. These deep dives of exposure reveal so much about cultural fit, passion, interest, skills, aptitude, and ensure that the career path decisions are made with full context based on real experience and exposure. Here's another example. Let's say that you have interest in a restaurant or the beverage industry. As you drill down to get more specific about what part of that industry you find fascinating, maybe you find yourself particularly interested in the wine business, since your uncle used to bring you on visits to his winery. Let's think of all the various jobs you could do to take a taste of this field. One day you might want to own a winery. You could become a sommelier. You could be a wine representative, selling to restaurants and hotels or private collectors. You could even become an enologist, which is a fancy name for a wine scientist. Come up with a few more options to test your opportunity recognition skills. Brainstorming about possible career paths, even if they're not your own, helps you hone your creativity and your imagination, which will undoubtedly benefit you again and again. Take a taste of opportunities that intrigue you most. Online, you'll find an activity called My Career Path Rotations. There, you're going to build your own rotations program. First, you'll take a look again at the skills, function, interests, and industries that you chose a little while back. When you review them for a minute, we want to make sure that they're still reflective of your current interests. Then, in the next exercise after this one, we're going to get you to construct a plan for getting experience in these very areas. Online, we're going to ask you to reflect on skills that you want to leverage, possible functions or roles, interests that you can leverage, and possible industries. Taking a taste of opportunities. Now your objectives should be clear. It's time to try out the things you've been thinking about. You want to get experience pursuing these specific skills in these possible functions that allow you to pursue worlds of interest in these industries. Obviously, there are an infinite number of combinations, and that's the point of this whole module. The trick is to use this information to continue to filter down your best options. None of this is set in stone, though. Anything and everything can change. Use this as a starting point to ground you. Be really creative with how you choose to apply all this by translating it into exciting new opportunities. This would be a great time to consult some friends and advisors. Explain to them what you're trying to do with your own rotations program and ask them to help you brainstorm options to dip your toe into these different areas. Come up with 5 to 8 specific prospective activities to experience the different areas of opportunity that you're most interested in. Try to make them all different so you get a range of experience and perspectives. Think about opportunities to meet with people, go on tours, attend workshops, volunteer, intern, or engage in cultural exchanges. Try to find special projects that are short-term with some in-depth exposure that will give you enough insight to see what you really like and want to explore more. Remember, figuring out what you don't like is just as valuable. You'll also build experience and pick up some great contacts along the way. New friends in various areas are always a great resource. Fill this detail out to the best of your ability when you get back online. Share it and get feedback from people you trust and admire. Refine it, then actually put it into action. Go find real opportunities to put this plan to work. Odds are you'll be amazed at how responsive and inviting most people are when you reach out. And if that's not the case, be more creative and persistent. Keep trying. This is too important for your future not to give it everything that you have. So good luck. Go identify 5 to 8 opportunities to take a taste in your chosen industry. This is the very start of your plan. The magic comes when you begin acting on it. Summary. As we wrap up course 1 of Exploring Your Potential, we've purposely ended it with this Taking a Taste module. During this time, we hope that your ideas regarding your career have expanded significantly and that you're feeling really excited about your future. Here you learn how to explore different routes by sampling lots of opportunities. We gave you the example of how medical schools make their students go through a rotation system so that they try various types of more specific medical arenas before they choose their favorite. By applying this method of rotation towards your favorite industry in the exercise online, we hope that this will help you figure out some of the work opportunities that you'd like to taste in that industry. You're at a point in your life where it's so important for you to try new things. We hope that after this first course of Exploring Your Potential, you're feeling excited about the unlimited number of opportunities before you.